we're going to get together here tonight. This is one of our question and answer and services on Wednesday night. I'm here with Pastor Kurt, and we're going to get ready and get started. One of the questions that has arrived was repentance. There's a big confusion as far as repentance, and I want to tell our listeners about, you know, what the true meaning of repentance is. You know, there's a lot of guilt and shame that is in a lot of people. You know, they feel bad about things, and they feel a lot of guilt and a lot of shame for doing things. And, you know, we have to just let guilt and shame leave. And this is what part of repentance is, changing the way you're thinking, not going around with remorse and feeling sorry about things. And, you know, I'm hoping with this new year coming up, we can get our listeners to begin to understand a little more clear about being free and not feeling so bound by yesterday. You know, yesterday can really set a big destroyer in our lives. I mean, has there been anything that you regretted yesterday, so to say?
In the past?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've regretted things in the past. Not anymore.
Right, because because now you know the true meaning of repentance, so to say. But, you know, I know there was some things in my life that I felt to regret, you know, like, I look back and I say to myself, I regret the way I handled my education. You know, I regret how I handled some of my relationships. I go back and I regret, you know, in some of my business dealings, maybe I could have handled things a little differently or what have you. But I have to realize how important repentance is. You know, because repentance is also to forget about those remorses or regrets that we had. That's why when you said, I don't anymore regret, because you understand repentance. A lot of people don't understand what repentance is, changing the way you're thinking. You know, we know is that we can't go back from the past and clean it up or make changes. I mean, it's spilt milk, so we have to move on. And, you know, it's spilt milk and we have to move on. Changing the way we're thinking is looking at tomorrow and seeing how, okay, if you had remorse or regrets about certain things yesterday, then what would you do differently? Okay, forget about it. Learn from it
and change,
you know, and then I believe God is just revealing those things, because first of all, what would even bring repentance to you? Like, what would make you feel sorry? I always look at it as God just knocking on our door, trying to reveal to us how to change the way we're thinking. You know, I know there's a lot of things that I've done where in the eyes of others, they would be like, man, you should be like, sorry for that. Yet, I'm not.
Right.
I can care less.
But not that you're doing anything maliciously. You're just doing, people say, like my kids, for instance, will say something and they'll say, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, don't say you're sorry. You didn't know. Mm-hmm. So what are you sorry about something that you don't know? It's almost like I'm an electrician by trade, but I'll have an apprentice come in, and I'll say, don't ever let anybody make you feel bad about yourself for what you're doing, because nobody came out of the womb knowing electrical. Mm-hmm. And if they make you feel bad, kind of brush your hands off it and walk away. Mm-hmm. And know that you're just doing the best that you can, and you're learning from every experience. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the same thing with everything. We mm-hmm. should be doing. That's just an example, but never feel guilty about anything that you're doing. If you don't do anything maliciously or on purpose, and you're doing the best that you can, that's all you can do. And if you can learn from it, like you were saying, and change, That's perfect. Now, if you keep going over the same thing over and over again, maybe we're a little thick-headed and we have to change a little bit.
But that happens to me a lot.
Yeah, me too. I'm a little thick-headed. My head hurts.
But with repentance, you know, a lot of people feel that they have to confess wrongdoings. And God doesn't look at our wrongdoings. Yes, he wants us to live right standing. But he really wants us to learn from them. And if we're being convicted or there is something there that's saying, I feel bad, or there's remorse, he wants us to look deeper and be able to see why we're feeling bad or why is there remorse, and then better it. You know, stop doing it or stop making these things continue to go on like, you know, we do sometimes. We continue to, and we don't learn our lesson. But now that we're more wiser, we understand this remorse. We understand when we start to feel sorry about things. We don't take it as feeling dirty or we sinned, but we take it as God just telling us to change the way we're thinking. And I want our listeners tonight to understand repentance and not to just come to a place of remorse and constantly saying, oh, I'm sorry, Father, I have sinned. Sorry, Father, I have sinned. And, you know, it's not a bad thing. I want us to feel, you know, good. I just saw on the news not too long ago that the Catholics priest, you know, it's another religious sector. We might bring up different religions in this place, but we're not religious at all. We're truth, I want to say. We're far from religion. Religion is a form of pattern and a doctrine, but we're just truth. And we'll explain that one day, or just keep on logging on to our website and you'll understand it. But the priest said that he's now offering forgiveness to women who have had abortions in the past. Now, I'm like, whoa. When I heard that, I was like, oh, my God. This, you know, people really need to start hearing the truth out there, because, first of all, who gives this man, who is flesh, the powers to say, now I am forgiving the women from the past who've had abortions? Before, I didn't forgive them, and now I'm offering forgiveness to them. Forgiveness has always been given from our Father from above, not our Father in black canvas, you know what I mean? That we have to go visit in a box, you know, to say, I'm sorry. I feel really bad. You know, I feel bad for people who are connected into that religious doctrine and who is really, I believe, sincere to be righteous and holy in God's eyes, but are being led and directed towards a doctrine that empowers a man, a human, to make a decision of whether your sins are forgiven or not.
It's almost the truth, which we teach here, it's going off the path a little bit, but we bring conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Religion brings condemnation.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you shouldn't be condemned for anything. If you have it in your heart that to be forgiven, you're forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for God to give that, to you know, not to beat yourself up. It's, listen, circumstances happen to everybody, and we all have that personal relationship that we want and have to have with the Father. And we're the ones that have to sit at that seat all by yourself, mm-hmm. not with a man with a white collar, not with Jim, not with myself, not with anybody else, not your mother, your father, your grandmother, your grandfather, not your brother, your sister, your boyfriend, your husband, nobody. Mm-hmm. You're there by yourself. And you have to live and have that relationship with the Father so you can sit there with holy hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the religions just condemn. And it's sad. It really is, because it does go by rules and regulations. And in God, there is no rules and regulations. We're not saying that you go la-di-da, la-di-da, la-di-da. We're not saying that. But the conviction is written on your heart.
Right.
And you go by, and each person has that conviction in their heart. Jim has a conviction in his heart. I have a conviction in my heart. I can't judge Jim because I don't know his conviction in his heart. He can't judge me because he doesn't know the conviction in my heart.
And you know, we might have done some things in our past, yeah, with maybe out of fear,
sure,
maybe out of ignorance or something of that nature. And like, we don't know what's going through the mind and the heart of an individual. Let's take abortions. You know, this is a good subject to really refer to, because you have young individuals, you have different certain situations that might occur that might cause an abortion. But for someone who is highly respected in a religious sect, so to say, to reject an individual because of a decision that might have been made, and then make them feel sinful and guilty, I mean, you might as well just pick up a rock and throw it at them, you know? And it brings back the scripture that Jesus said, those who are without sin, throw the first rock. And everybody dropped them, you know, and everybody walked away. You know, I want to say to our listeners out there that we might have done things in the past, and we might have done things that we might have regretted, but God is not holding those things against us, and that we really need to be set free from the things of the past, in a simple form of changing the way we're thinking. You see, you know, maybe when that woman who had an abortion in the past, maybe she might, you know, conceive again, and maybe she might want to think about, you know, having, you know, the child, you know, just changing the way they're thinking. And if there was sorrow and remorse for that situation, then they may just want to, you know, say, you know what, I'm scared, I'm afraid, but you know what, Lord, I know that you're with me, I know that you've given me this child, and I know that you're going to give me the empowerment to follow through, so I'm going to put this in your hands, Lord. Amen. You know, and just trust and believe that God's going to work with them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a thing about mercy. And we really need to understand what mercy is. Mercy is an unconditional love and an unconditional forgiveness. And God is full of mercy. And he doesn't hold anything against us. Nothing. And when he knocks on our door, and we have that sorrow and that remorse on our heart, we just repent. We just change the way we're thinking. And as soon as we change the way our thinking is to in betterment us in that area of peace in our heart, we're forgiven. Amen. I want those that are listening out there to realize how simple it is to be forgiven. There are so many people that I know that, you know, because I'm undercover, you know that, right? Kurt and I are both undercover. We don't want too many people to think that we're godly people, you know? And so we go into the world, and, you know, we're just like those in the world, and we want them to see the love of God through us, not getting religious. And, you know, I hear individuals talk, and they're like, I can't even think about, you know, going to church. I can't even think about, you know, coming to God. I've done so many things in the past, and right now all the things that I'm doing is just rotten. And I'm like, well, what are you doing so bad? Well, I smoke. I'm at the bar looking at, you know, and all this. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're letting these things separate you from the knowledge and the love of God? You know, it's like, oh, my heart just cries out for these people who think that they're so in bad shape.
Yeah.
And it's like, who put all this guilt and shame on you? Who put all this sin on you where you can't just come to a place of just knowing God's mercy and God's love and his grace, and where we are already forgiven?
Yeah.
I wish our listeners would understand that when we were born on this earth, well, we're already in judgment. We're living in hell already. You know, we passed through this life. That's almost like you have done your deed. Yeah. You've done your dirty deed, and you passed through life, and you made it, you know. I want to make it, but I want to add to it, and I want, you know, everyone out there to understand God and the love of God and how we're cleansed. And the reason why I say this is because there's a verse in the Bible that says, it's better not to know me.
Amen. To be lukewarm.
Man, that blows my mind. What are you saying, God? It's better not to know me. So even those that are out there that really never knew God, I'm saying to myself, they might be safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We were brought in a place of religion. Everyone grew up with religion, except the listeners around the world where it might have been in, like, you know, Zimbabwe or some, you know, somewhere where, you know, they're out in the bush country or what have you. But most people have known about religion. What would we say with our audience here? How many people would say everybody pretty much had an idea of God or something of religion, about heaven and hell, and, you know, and this concept of, you know,
good and bad, evil?
Yeah.
It's funny, we talk about sin, and I'm gonna bring up Catholic, because that's where I was raised. And they believe that Jesus died for their sin. Then why are you walking around saying you're sinning?
Mm-hmm.
If he died for your sins, why do you still say that you're sinning, or that guy's a sinner?
Well, that's a good argument to bring up for those who believe that Jesus died for their sins.
A lot of people do. A lot of people do, but they still say that they're sin. Mm-hmm. Well, if he died for your sins, there is no more sin. Get that out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's patterns of what they've been told.
That's it. And it's rules and regulations. And we have to understand that there was an Old Testament, and then there was a New Covenant, and we're living in the New Covenant. After Jesus came, when Jesus came, that's the new covenant. And we're a heart, a people of a heart, where God dwells with. And we have to know that we have to find our heart first, and then you'll find God and have that relationship. And that's where it comes down to.
And I can't argue with that one, because, you know, but, you know, we got to get them to find their heart.
No, I agree. I'm just repentance. Stop putting the guilt and shame on yourself.
Yep.
That's it's almost like you've been brainwashed that you have this, and you have to undo your brainwash.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that God loves you, and he forgives you. If you need somebody to tell you you're forgiven, we're here together telling you that you're forgiven.
That's a perfect point. And not to carry that anymore.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
That was yesterday. Move on. Today's a new day.
Yep. Yesterday's gone, and today's a new day. And those that are out there that are sincerely looking to live a different life. Look, I know that when I was younger and I was in my, you know, late 20s, and I really was starting to say to myself, you know what, it's time to grow up, you know. Did anybody have that point in their life where they reached that they said to themselves, you know what, it's time to grow up. It's just time to grow up, and I got to start putting away my childish, kiddish ways, you know. I used to walk in restaurants and be like, my money's green, you know, and I'd be dirty and in my boots, and it's supposed to be an upscale restaurant where, you know, no tank tops or something. I'm in there with a tank top. I don't care. My money is green, kind of thing. And I started realizing, you know what? It's time to grow up. Well, I'm hoping that, you know, our listeners are saying to themselves, you know what? It's time to grow up. And if you're serious about growing up and getting a life change, keep logging in onto this website, because, you know, we're not about religion, but we're about change to a betterment of life and to also develop a relationship with our Creator, our Heavenly Creator. If the world's calling it the universe, let the world call it the universe, or however the world wants to recognize our higher power. you know, I'm not going to argue with words. You know, I'm not gonna argue with you that it's no, it's not higher power, it's God, or no, it's not God, it's the Father of the universe, or it's our Creator. You know, believe it or not, they're all the same. It's an argument of words. But you know, whatever you guys want to think about, it's the spirit of faith. You know, not made with carved images or anything, but it's the spirit of faith. And that truly is, it's a higher power that is out there. And I truly believe it's going to connect on earth. Whether we're getting real close to the times, which I do think so. And we spoke about the anointing and how it's important to be anointed. And it'll track that supernatural that is beyond. And that's a whole nother episode. Yeah. Stay tuned for that one. But tonight it's mostly about repentance, changing the way you're thinking. Throw the old man away. You know, yesterday's gone, like Pastor Kurt said, and we got to move on and move forward and not hold this remorse or guilt that we might have done in the past. Whatever happened in the past is forgotten. I know, and I'll be a voice for our higher power, that this higher power says that yesterday I don't hold against you. So if he doesn't hold this against us, and it's in the sea of forgetfulness, then let's put it in the sea of forgetfulness. Let's just, like, put it away. I truly believe we're counted for things that we hold against us. So if we don't let things go from our past, I believe that's what we're judged for.
Yeah. Yep.
You see? So if we're holding these remorses, these regrets, these we think that we're sinning or what have you, then we're going to be sitting at a judgment seat. And according to that, I believe we're going to be judged.
And you're judging yourself here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to live in that judgment here, and that's living in hell.
Yeah, it exactly.
It really is.
It is.
Now, I know there's a relative of mine that holds himself accountable for things when he was 17, 16 to 20 years old, and still holds on to them, and is medicated because of them.
Mm. That's a shame.
And it's sad.
Was it a trauma accident
or
anything?
No, just things that he did to other people when he was a kid. Yeah. We do childish things and, you know, mischievous stuff and fights and stuff like that, and he holds himself accountable and can't let it go. He feels so guilty about it.
You know, I could actually relate for that guy, because there was a time when I was younger, I had a teacher, and I didn't like this teacher because this teacher didn't like me, right? Seemed like every time I turned around, this one was trying to put the in me, you know? I loosened the bolts on her chair to the point where they were about to fall off. And when she sat down on the chair, she fell down and she hurt herself pretty bad. After that fact, she hurt herself really bad. I felt bad. I felt bad that I did that. And every once in a while, I think about that. You know, it's like, oh, man, I remember that time. I feel really bad that I did that. And I understand how hard it is sometimes to let that go. But then I had to realize, you know what? I was a kid. I didn't, you know, I was
You
joking.
Knew what you were doing, but it was mischievous. But you know what? What was she doing? And I'm not saying it was right, but what I'm saying is what was she doing as an adult to a child? And how was she making that child feel? Now, things happen in judgment, and I believe everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that.
Even our actions.
Yep. And not to say, well, God told me to go hit you with a baseball bat. I'm not saying that. I'm saying things that we do as children, we have to let go because we just didn't know.
Right. We were moved.
Yeah, you were just right. And you were a kid.
Yep.
But you have to look at it as an adult, how she was messing with you as a child, and how that made you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a person that's put and gone to college and put in a responsibility to take care of a child and to reach that inward part of that child to learn and to make that child feel bad. You got to look at that in a different light too.
Well, yeah, and you're true. That is so true. And, you know, I will say to our listeners tonight that I learned to repent. In the area where I'll never loosen bolts up on a chair.
No, I hear you. But like I said, you were a kid, but I understand, and I get it. But this individual feels so guilty about that stuff and holds on to it that they're self-medicated from a doctor, and it's head medication, and I am so against anything that messes with your brain.
Yeah,
I really am. And now I understand that there's some people out there that are very, you know, they're on the verge of, you know, insane. I get that. But we're medicating too many people in this country. It's just almost like we're giving them out like Chiclets or Tic Tacs.
Well, that's going to be one of our other subjects.
But what I'm saying is that that person with the guilt and the shame going into that, if you're part of that, man, just pray for deliverance. I mean, you know, and change the way you're thinking and know that you didn't do anything wrong, that you did the best that you could, you know?
And you know, that's a good point that you brought that up, because if there is any one of our listeners out there that are struggling with these past things that they just can't be delivered from.
And if you live in New Jersey, come here, because I'll tell you what, God will touch you when you come in this door and you will be delivered.
Yeah. Or if you have any means to get here, whether you live in New Jersey or anywhere else, if you have the means to get here, like buy a plane ticket or something and show up, you know, or whatever.
Log in on Sundays live. I mean, hey, listen, we were touched, Jim and myself, years ago to go to a conference, and the Lord prompted me to put my hand on a computer, and the power of God hit me, and I froze and wept for 45 minutes straight, and I couldn't get my hand off the computer. And that's when we went and got blessed in Florida. If you're there, and a faith of a mustard seed can move a mountain, you can be delivered. And I know God uses this ministry. Too many miracle signs and wonders have happened in here for me to say no, but you will be delivered.
Yeah, and I want also to reach out. I want you to somehow contact us through our website so that we can personally minister to you and get to the roots of these issues that they might be hanging on to, because, you know, it might have to be an area where we may have to mature in that area too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like it's like, all right, now come on, now it's time to grow up.
Or maybe they were never taught and don't know how.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It is.
That's okay. Because, listen, we don't want your money. Mm-hmm. We just want you to be set free.
Right.
So you can teach somebody else how to be set free.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing here. This has nothing to do with building a building, building an audience, and all that other stuff. All we're here to do is God's work. He's going to take care of us. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But we want you people to be set free.
Yep.
And that's what this is all about. This has nothing to do with against this person, against this religion. No, we're just telling you truth. God has touched us in a miraculous way, and we're here. He's touched us and changed us, and that's our job, is to go out and change the world. So,
And you know, I put it as he put the Father's heart in us. So our voice and our passion to bring this across is only because of his heart in us. You know, if he takes his heart out of us, I tell you what, I don't care what you do, and you can burn in hell. You know?
Right, exactly.
But because of the heart is in us, you know, we spend our time to make a point to do this, to hopefully get these answers, you know, of the questions out there, and to bring change into people's lives so they are done with suffering. You know, God says my children suffer because of lack of knowledge, and we want to give them the proper knowledge, not steer them wrong and put ourselves up to where, okay, I now forgive you. Or you know what? This particular sin requires 10 Hail Marys, and this one requires 50 Our Fathers. Or this one requires 20 prayers at 12 o'clock tomorrow night.
I would say you had to come over and cut my lawn. But we're
That would be
that'd
a good
be right.
One.
Or you have to come over and paint my house.
You know what? I got some pastures that I need chopped. Someone out there wants to be forgiven for any kind of sin. I got some fields that need to be cut. But it is so true. I mean, we joke around and we have fun, but it's so true because of how ridiculous, you know, it is. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, our Creator, our universe has set us free and forgiven us, and we're already forgiven. We just need to understand the power of repentance. And the power of repentance is just changing the way you're thinking and react in a different way. Stop doing the same thing over and over and over and crying over it and getting beat up over it. It's like there's a hole in the road, and every time you step in it, you twist your ankle. Well, change the way you're thinking. Realize the hole is there. Walk around. Find a different way. Put a board over top. Do something.
Fill it in.
So that you don't get hurt. And then you cry about it. So, you know, I want our listeners to basically understand the simplicity of this gospel, the simplicity of this truth. But it's not simple if you don't know it.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that, you know, it's important. You know, we have a lot of knowledge, and we're pure examples of the truth because we're free. I mean, do we have hard days? Yes.
Absolutely.
But do those hard days cause us to lose sleep?
No.
No. And that's where we're coming from.
Yeah.
You know, do those hardships cause us to get heavily medicated because we can't cope?
Nope.
No. You know, those things are important.
Yeah.
You see? We're not the richest people on earth.
No. Nope.
So do we have financial problems?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We always come across those bills, don't we? Yeah. They don't stop. Those
but he provides everything we need.
Exactly right. He gives us peace, and somehow or another,
every bill gets paid.
It gets worked out.
Everything gets worked out.
It gets worked out. Do we ever fall into being concerned? Yes.
Absolutely.
We're always concerned. But does that concern turn into torment?
No.
No. Why?
It tries. It tries, but it doesn't happen.
But it doesn't. And why? Because we know the truth.
Yeah, amen.
Because we know the truth. Listen, and the truth sets us free.
We're here. If you want to, on Facebook, ask us questions.
Mm-hmm.
Our website, call.
Yeah, I think we got a telephone
number
there.
On the website, right? www.glorytothenations.org.
We got one of our webmasters right here. She's over here going, we got that. We got this.
Okay.
She's holding up all kinds of fingers and stuff.
We're not here to argue with anybody. If you have a different philosophy, that's fine. But we're not here to argue with anybody. But if you really, truly have questions and are reaching out, we'd love to hear from you.
I'll argue with them.
No. I don't want to argue with
them. You don't want to argue with them. I'll debate.
Yeah,
no, but
I'm not debating with anybody.
No, he's right. We're not here to argue. And we're not here to change anybody's religion either.
No, absolutely. No, whatever religion you're in, you can be free in it.
Right. If you're Catholic, you can stay being Catholic.
Muslim.
You Muslims, stay Muslim.
We love you Muslims.
Yeah, we love Muslims. If you're a Buddhist, stay a Buddhist.
Yeah.
If you're Hindi, stay Hindi. What other ones is there? Yashashami?
Jewish.
Yeah, if you're Jewish, stay Jew.
Yeah.
I'm Jew. I'm a Jew. Yeah. I love all the Jewish people out there. I love them all. But if you like the traditions of your culture.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wonderful. You know, we're just telling you, here's truth. And the truth is what sets you free. If you like the traditions, fine. I wouldn't, if you're Catholic, and I do know a little bit of the Catholic, I wouldn't put so much high esteem on the priests because they're just men like us.
Yeah, we're not here to offend anybody. We're really not.
No, we're just here to tell the truth.
And
the father of the priest doesn't have the power to forgive.
No. Nope.
You know, our Heavenly Father has the power
to
forgive.
That's the only one.
And he already forgave us for this guy to say, you're forgiven based on works, I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
And I'm in your face with that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see people feel condemned. I don't want to feel this way. But if they like, let's say you're Jewish and you like Hanukkah and lighting candles and all that, or if you're a Christian and you like Santa Claus and you like Christmas.
I look like Santa.
Yeah, he does look like Santa, matter of fact. Grow a little bit more.
I am. That sucker's going to
Can
be
you
like
do it in a couple more weeks because we're almost at Christmas.
Yep, we're trying.
So, you know, I don't mind those things. No. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What I do get upset about is the bondage and the ignorance that some of these traditions put you through.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You know, and this is where, you know, I truly believe the desire of our Creator, the desire of our universe is to come out with now. I believe He's tired of sacrifices, you know, and He don't want these sacrifices anymore. He wants us to be free. He wants us to be free and in love with Him.
Yeah, because the sacrifices, how far have they gotten anybody?
They
just
sick.
Go right back to where you're at.
Yep.
So it's almost like it's a sad circle. And I'm just saying some type of religions, how can somebody, if this is your religion, if this is what God's saying, and all of a sudden, a few years later, He's changing His mind. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He's never changed.
Amen.
So to say that God didn't accept it then and now He accepts it now is hypocritical.
It's
horrible.
Horrendous.
It's horrible.
And a matter of fact, people are starting to catch up on this.
Oh, I agree.
And they're starting to become a little bit of a news thing going on that how could this priest actually change sin and not sin?
Yeah.
Forgiveness and not forgiveness. Yeah. And I'm grateful that the eyes of humanity is beginning to open up, you know? And I truly believe, because we have about five more minutes, I just want to close with this to say I am so grateful that we're living in a time right now where people are fed up with the traditions of bondage. We'll just call it the traditions of bondage. And they're desiring to really know the truth, to be able to be who they are, yet be holy and righteous.
Yeah.
And have a relationship with God. And that's what we're all about. And I am so grateful for that. We don't have any title. We don't have any name. Some people are like, what are you? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, we're spiritualist people who are in love with God. And we want to see His will, His word be brought to the world. And to put a label on us, to put some type of traditional label on us. Now, we do speak through the Bible, which is somewhat looked upon as Christianity, and we do, you know, speak of Jesus often, just as a reference to somehow show you how He had a relationship with God. But outside of that, you know, I believe everyone has a piece of everything, but we have the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us, God. Amen. So we're going to end this. Stay logged on. www.glorytothenations.org. It has all of our information on there. You can contact us any way, shape, or form. If you're truly seeking for help, keep logging on. If you'd like to speak to us or if you'd like to email us, some of our representatives will get those to us. And we'll be able to personally respond to them and make sure that we are in contact. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. And I want to thank those that are here tonight. And I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.